Chapter 79. 6 days later, Donner entered the hotel dining room where Admiral Sandecker was eating breakfast and eased into a vacant chair across the table.
Have you heard the latest?
Sandecker paused between bites of his omelet.
If it's more bad news, I'd just as soon you keep it to yourself.
They nailed me coming out of my apartment this morning.
He threw a folded paper on the table in front of him.
A subpoena to appear in front of a congressional investigating committee.
Sandecker forked another slice of the omelet without looking at the paper.
Congratulations.
Same goes for you, Admiral. Dollars to donuts, a federal marshal is lurking in your office anteroom this very minute, waiting to slap one on you.
Who's behind it?
Some punk-assed freshman senator from Wyoming who's trying to make a name for himself before he's 40.
Donner dabbed a crumpled handkerchief on his damp forehead.
The stupid ass even insists on having Jean testify.
That I'd have to see.
Sandecker pushed the plate away and leaned back in his chair.
How is Seagram getting along?
Manic depressive psychosis is the fancy term for it.
How about Lusky?
20 stitches and a nasty concussion. He should be out of the hospital in another week.
Sandecker shook his head.
I hope I never have to live through anything like that, ever again.
He took a swallow of coffee.
How do we play it?
The president called me personally from the White House last night. He said to play it straight. The last thing he wants is to become entangled in a snare of conflicting lies.
What about the Sicilian project?
It died a quick death when we opened the Titanic's vault, Donner said. We have no alternative but to spill the entire can of worms from the beginning to the sorry end.
Why does the dirty laundry have to be washed in the open? What good will it do?
The woes of a democracy, Donner said resignedly. Everything has to be open and above board, even if it means giving away secrets to an unfriendly foreign government.
Sandecker placed his hands on his face and sighed.
Well, I guess I'll be looking for a new job.
Not necessarily. The president has promised to issue a statement to the effect that the whole failure of the project was his responsibility and his alone.
Sandecker shook his head.
No good. I have several enemies in Congress. They're just drooling in anticipation of turning the screws on my resignation from NUMA.
It may not come to that.
For the past 15 years, ever since I attained the rank of admiral, I've had to double deal with politicians. Take my word for it, it's a dirty business. Before this thing is over with, everyone remotely connected with the Sicilian project and the raising of the Titanic will be lucky if they can find a job cleaning stables.
I'm truly sorry it had to end like this, Admiral.
Believe me, so am I.
Sandecker finished off his coffee and patted a napkin against his mouth.
Tell me, Donner, what's the batting order? Who has the illustrious senator from Wyoming named as the lead-off witness?
My understanding is that he intends taking the Titanic salvage operation first, and then working backward to involve Metasection and, finally, the president.
Donner picked up the subpoena and shoved it back in his coat pocket.
The first witness they're most likely to call is Dirk Pitt.
Sandecker looked at him.
Pitt, did you say?
That's right.
Interesting, Sandecker said softly. Most interesting.
You've lost me somewhere.
Sandecker neatly folded the napkin and laid it on the table.
What you don't know, Donner, what you couldn't know, is that immediately after the men in the little white coats carried Seagram off the Titanic, Pitt vanished into thin air.
Donner's eyes narrowed. Surely you know where he is. His friends? Giardino?
Don't you think we all tried to find him? Sandecker snarled. He's gone. Disappeared. It's as though the earth swallowed him up.
But he must have left some clue.
He did say something, but it didn't make any sense,
What was that?
He said he was going to look for Southby.
Who in hell is Southby?
Damned if I know, Sandacre said. Damned if I know.